Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Suddenly, the Tar Heels are underdogs at Minnesota. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. We knew the betting line might change closer to kickoff, but did you ever think it would land on the Golden Gophers as a 1.5-point favorite over Carolina in the season opener for both teams? Neither of these schools are big football brands, although both have come close to breaking that glass ceiling in their histories. Minnesota claims to have won 9 national championships long before that mantle was determined on the field. From 1904 through 1960, the Gophers were selected the best team in the country by various foundations, organizations, and media polls. 5 of those teams went undefeated, and the 1960 Gophers lost the Rose Bowl to Washington, finished with an 8-2 record, and were still voted number one under their National Coach of the Year, Murray Warmoth. In modern times, Minnesota has not made it into the college football playoff, but has been to 18 bowl games in this century, including 3 straight under current coach P.J. Fleck. Their all-time heroes are named Charlie Sanders, Leo Nomalini, Bronco Nagurski, Bud Grant, Carl Eller, Tony Dungy, and Bobby Bell. Carolina did not play in the nation's oldest conference, the Big Ten, and had great teams led by Charlie Justice, Don McCauley, Lawrence Taylor, and in Mack Brown's first tenure that ended in 1997. Brown has certainly raised UNC's football profile in his 2 stints in Chapel Hill with nationally ranked teams, and his 6th team in his second tour was thought to be favored over the Gophers, who are picked to finish 13th in their league. But oddsmakers are saying that Minnesota's veteran defensive front will make it hard on Omarion Hampton and an inexperienced offensive line and force the Tar Heels' new quarterbacks to win the game through the air. Conversely, the Gophers don't have a Hampton, but are very deep at running back behind Darius Taylor, who played only 6 games last season but still led the Big Ten in yards rushing per game, and 4 starters and several projected NFL draft picks returning on their offensive line. So the defense of new coordinator Jeff Collins will have to live up to its billing behind linebacker stars Power Echols and Kamen Rucker and a deep secondary to contain Taylor and pressure a new quarterback who came from FCS school, New Hampshire. And all that, plus raucous opening night fans dressed in gold, will be a tough test for Brown, who has gone 8-2 at UNC against Power 5 teams and openers on the road. All other Carolina coaches since 1988 have combined to go 0-11 in such games. The Heels steamrolled the Gophers 31-13 last year at Keenan Stadium, but this time the home field makes Minnesota a slight favorite with the over-under for both teams at 50.5 points. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.